Page 106. Goodbye. It is lunchtime.
Brenda and Jocelyn will sit together in the middle of the playground as they always do.
Brenda and Jocelyn are best friends, and best friends always do things together, right? They like sharing their food. Today, Brenda will share her peanut butter sandwiches and apple juice. Jocelyn will share her cupcakes and milk. Well, they share everything. Today, something different happened during and after lunch. Brenda looked sad, and Jocelyn didn't know why.
Why are you sad today, Brenda?
Jocelyn asked.
Because my dad has a new job. We have to move to another city. Mom and Dad are very happy, but I am not. I am scared. I don't want to stop seeing you,
Brenda explained. Jocelyn got surprised and sad about the news. She thought school would never be the same without her best friend. After school, Jocelyn talked to her mom about Brenda moving to another city.
Mom, why do these things have to happen? Brenda and I are best friends. It is not fair. Everybody is happy, but we are not.
Jocelyn could not find an answer that could make her feel better, and then she cried and cried. After dinner, Jocelyn phoned Brenda. They talked about possible solutions to the problem. Brenda told Jocelyn that her father had explained to her that it was not him trying to get two best friends apart. It was just something that sometimes happens. Brenda added that her dad loves his job and it is something he has to do. It was almost an hour of talking when the two friends made a promise.
Whatever happens, we will always be there to each other, for the good and the bad, for the fun and support,
for anything that appears on the way, because we are best friends.
Next day, which was a Saturday, the two best friends met at the park, talked for hours, and said goodbye. They knew it was not a goodbye we will never meet again, but a big goodbye, I hope to see you soon again.